Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Bishop Poole, your host, again tonight, and we are happy to have you, amen, a listener, wherever you are, amen. We here, amen, a Doctrine of Truth, in collaboration with many other those that are praying for those that are absent, amen, your family members and wherever they might be, and the hearers, amen. We're coming at this time, as always, during this radio broadcast, to bring you, amen, the truth, but from a grassroots perspective. In other words, we're saying we're trying to break it down, amen, as clear as possible, amen, that you can understand what God is about. God love you. We love you. Amen. And the real love of God, if you look at the world today and we see situations that's going on in the world, and God still loves his creation, but he just doesn't love their ways because they've been instigated and manipulated. Amen. In so many different ways that people are doing things not aware. And it's up to God's people to be a witness, and talk to people, let them know that God is love. God is love. He cares about everyone, and he wants everyone, amen, to be with him. So it's up to us to bring the truth. The Bible says the truth shall set us free. Amen. First, we're going to offer prayer for those that are sick. Amen. Wherever you are, whatever condition you are in, possibly, maybe you can stand in a session for an intercede for those that you know that are sick. You know that are dealing with trials and tribulation as well. And they're seeking God's deliverance and God's peace. Philippians say the peace of God that passes all understanding. Amen. Amen. God has the final say. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He has all power in his hands. Amen. We're going to go to God in prayer now. Our Father, amen. We come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, according to your word in John 14:14, ask anything in my name, I will do it. According to 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins to you, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, every wrongdoing we ever done. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stretch your hand of forgiveness, amen, upon those that are listening now, those that are, God, are seeking for your strength, they're seeking for your deliverance, regardless of whatever trespasses they went through and whatever transgression they went through. Lord, forgive them of their sins. In Jesus' name, in your holy name, Heavenly Father, we repent for all our sins, and we ask you to forgive me and forgive us for all the things that we have done against you and against others, amen, through the blood of Jesus Christ, to cleanse us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness and all wrongdoing to others. Heavenly Father, we come to you, and according to things that are done unrighteousness, amen, according to your word in 1 John 1:9, say we confess our sins, we are faithful and just to forgive us, and Lord, we ask you to heal those that are listening in the name of Jesus. Amen. Jesus, the Lord of our life, and sickness and disease have no power over me and us. I am. We are forgiven. We are free from sin and guilt. I am dead and dead from sin and alive unto righteousness according to God. Amen. You have given me abundant and given all of us that are listening, amen, abundant life and eternal life. And we receive that, Jesus. Lord, we receive that. And let the blood of Jesus cover each and every one of us now that are listening. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, amen. So we're praying that you receive that, amen, that prayer. By his stripes, we are healed. By his stripes, Jesus died on the cross. It was not only just for sin, but for sickness as well and diseases. You search all the Old Testament. Amen. Jesus was, God was healing his through his servants and through his prophets. Amen. Amen. In different ways. amen, that he had set out forth, because we have an enemy that fights against God's people. If you can comprehend that today, amen, and listen to this broadcast, that is not your fault. It's not your fault because we got bad contamination in the air. Amen. Man is being manipulated, amen, by an unseen enemy. He's manipulated. He's being pushed. He's being instigated against. Amen. He's been planned and talked against. Amen. And whatever you're going through, amen, if you just put on the whole armor of God and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and it's like everything else, because of knowledge, knowledge. Amen. Ecclesiastes say knowledge is power. Amen. And money is power. Amen. And we're seeking for knowledge, because you know when you run out of money, you still got knowledge. You're still able to get money. Amen. Matthew 7 and 7. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. To him that knocketh, it shall be open. Now, we're on the premise tonight that, amen, that you are a child of God. And those of you that have children, cousins, and relatives, they come to you because they're in your blood, they're related, and you love them, and they come to you, and they would ask you a certain thing. They would ask you, amen, for information. And because of the love, you will not withhold that information. Because of love, you will not withhold any, amen, help. So that's where we are tonight. Now, God love you. Amen. You come into God. Amen. You follow his instruction, Jesus' teaching. And Jesus says, seeking you'll find, knocking the door be open. Amen. So you come into God and you're seeking God through his word. Through his word. And you have to establish that the word of God is without error. The word of God, amen, is perfect. Amen. It give pure history of God and all of his revelation. So when you read his word and study his scriptures, and you see the teaching of Jesus, and he made a parable here, 7th chapter of Matthew's, amen. He said, if any will ask, what man is there of you, whom if he asks any bread, will you give him a stone? If he asks a fish, will you give him a serpent? If then, being in evil, know how to give good gifts unto their children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, good thing to those that ask him. Now think about it. You might not agree with someone, and you know they're breaking the law or whatever, and you do not agree the way they support their family, but you see them give great gifts, homes, houses, cars, and you see the gifts that they're giving. And how much more if God called and God would ask, and you would ask God, because you read in his word, amen. So right now, we open up the lines, and might be someone would like to call, and we see we have a caller. Amen. Caller, go right ahead. Amen. Just press 1 on your phone. Your line is open. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop.
Hello? Yes, sir. God bless you, Bishop Brown. Glad to have you tonight. Great man of God.
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead.
I'd just like to reiterate some of the things you were saying, especially that we need to ask of the Lord, and the Lord would give it to us freely. A lot of times we need to understand that we have not because we ask not. A lot of people ask advice of other people, but the Bible says, blessed is the man, Psalms 1:1, that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in it doeth he meditate day and night. It's good that we can go to God and ask of God, and God would give it to us liberally and upbraided it not. Whatever we need, I'm convinced that Jesus is a wonderful counselor. He's an awesome counselor. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all the ways acknowledge him, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. So if we want knowledge, if we want the things of God, all we got to do is ask him, and he would give it to us. And I thank God for that. I'm excited about that tonight, that we can ask God, and he'll give us whatever we desire. Whatsoever we desire in our hearts, if we can ask and believe it, we shall receive it. And I'm excited about that tonight, Bishop Poole.
Yes, yes, Cass. Have you have anyone that came to you when you asked, amen, and said that, you know, sometimes we have to break that down a little bit more. Someone that you just praying for, something you was praying for, and someone came or someone called to help you on your way? Have you ever had that happen?
Yes, sir. I had it happen several times in my life. I've had four strokes, and I'm legally blind now. But I thank God that when I ask God, God steps in and he gives me strength, even though I may be legally blind. And somebody might say, it sounds like to me God haven't answered your prayer. But if the devil had his way, I would have been dead a long time ago. But I thank God that God is keeping me alive and healing my body every day. And it's getting better and better. And I'm excited about what the Lord is doing.
God bless you, Bishop. I appreciate you and great man of God. And if anyone had a chance to be with Bishop, to my faith, amen. He does a lot of things that some of us are still trying not to do and do. But we thank God, faith. God bless you, Bishop, for calling. Amen. In Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, amen, at the 11th verse, it says that wisdom is good with an inheritance, by it there is profit to them that see the sun. For wisdom is a defense, and
yes,
money
sir.
Is a defense. But excellent of knowledge is that wisdom give life to them that have it. Amen. So we thank God, Bishop, for your calling. Amen. Tonight. And people need to understand, and it took me some time to catch on to that, too. Amen. You can defend yourself by what you know that God would do, you know.
Yes, sir.
When we reach out and talk to God, and amen. Just like someone else, a parent, for example, amen. So one of your children come to you or come to me. And we begin to talk. You say, okay, then, well, I see what I can do. I work out something, and you get the calling. And I get the call, and we get the calling each other and calling around and find out someone have it. Then we bring it up.
Yes.
So God uses people, amen, in our search. You know, he has more resources. He has more resources, amen, than all of you. All right. Bishop, do you have anything else to say before we move on?
No, sir. Just
right.
Appreciate this opportunity. Yes, sir.
All right. God bless you, Bishop. God bless you.
God bless you.
So we have, amen, we have another caller. Amen. Let's push one on your phone. Amen. If you're listening wherever you are, then we can push one on your phone. Amen. And we thank God for each and every one that are calling, because sometimes, you know, it took me time to realize as well that God, amen, the Apostle James, he said one time, he said, faith without works is dead. Now, in the book of Revelation, we find, amen, that we find there's a situation when God said in the 20th chapter that he's going to judge all our works. Amen. He's going to judge us by our works, according to our works. In Revelation 20th chapter, he said we go up to the great throne of judgment, and we're going to be judged, amen, out of the books according to our works. And James said, I show you my faith by my works. So God wants us to work after, that's why back to the scripture reference in Matthew 7:7, he says, seek, involve in research, seek, involve in durable work. Amen. Seek is involved in, amen, putting yourself on a telephone, computer, writing letters, walking door to door, or speaking, and God is in the mix. He's in the mix. He said, seek and you will find. Amen. So it's there. It's there. I have run into a situation whereby, amen, I needed someone to help when we was building a church. We needed someone to help. Carpentry and some other items need to be done in the church. And throughout the years, traveling back and forth to the West Indies and friends and Barbados and things like that, one of the elders said, I'm going to come over and spend a couple of weeks with you and help you finish up your work here. And he spent a whole month. And, you know, it kind of reiterated to me, God said he owned the cattle of 1,000 hills. Now, we don't lose our faith in God. Jesus even said that. Jesus said, have faith in God. God so loved this world. He built the world. So the resources, your resources is the world. And God, through your contact with people, you know, we are people. We're in the people business. Church is involved in people business. God is about saving souls, saving people, not buildings. And yes, we need buildings, we need transportation, but the real ministry of Jesus, amen, was that he touched people's lives. He touched people's lives. And he went about, amen, touching lives. And he taught the apostles to touch lives, to touch lives. So we as people of God, if we can grasp the understanding, amen. Just look at the unrighteous, amen. And you know yourself, those of us that know people, amen. They be involved, amen, in things all day and all night, all week. Other countries, other people, until they find what they need. They find what they need. They have gotten the concept, amen, through their leader, amen, the enemy of the world, had taught them that is out there. Whatever you need is out there. If you're willing to go, you can find it. They ask you to keep asking around, oh, where can I get this? Where can I get this? You know, where can I get a tire with made of rock? And it's, oh, man, I heard on the radio. I looked in a magazine. My uncle, daddy, sister, brother, auntie told me about through granddaddy this, and he heard about it many years ago. And they move on that assumption that, well, it's out there, and it's not here, and this state is in another state. So we as people, we of God's people, has to grasp that understanding that God has it and people has it. They have things. You know, they have things that they don't need. They have things. They accumulate things, and they think it pleased God by accumulating so many things of this world. Jesus told them in Matthew, the 6th chapter, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. So we put God first, put his system first, and put your life in his hands by applying, amen, the blueprint, the GPS, you know, the ones that work. put your direction, type in your direction. So Lord, today, you know, I'm seeking out health, and I'm trying to better my health. Amen. If anybody's there that want to talk about health, amen, you have sought out things in health and God has shown you a direction, you can call in 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. And when you do call, let's push 1. Let's push 1. Amen. And we'd be glad to have you tonight as a host. Amen. Not as a host, but a guest. And you can't host it. You can just call in, and we'd be glad to have you. Like to have know how you had researched and how you had sought after information. Amen. Through the prayer and knowledge of God, how you researched, you sought out information. Okay. I think we have a call on the air. Amen. Let's push 1. Amen. You can go right ahead. Amen. Call, let's push 1. Amen. You can go right ahead to, we're glad to have you. All right, caller. Amen. We like to have, amen, your discussion, and we thank God for you. Amen. And all you have to do, amen, is, you know, give us this hold on caller. We'll be with you in 1 minute. Amen. And we're talking about seeking and finding what God has done for you and what God bless you, caller. You on air. God bless you. Hello.
Good evening, Bishop Poole. This is Brother Hester.
God bless you, Brother Hester. Glad to have you.
Yes, I was thinking you mentioned about health, and that's one of the things that I have a strong passion for.
Okay.
Because I realize now that the way the world is today, we got so much electronic devices and so much communication devices, and everybody is listening to so much information. 24 hours a day, constant information, and one of the things that I see in this day and time is no one is setting aside a time out of the 24 hours to read the word.
Okay.
Everybody's writing books and got opinions, but the truth is in the word, and all the other stuff is just man's opinion, and no one is time to read God's word, and that's the one thing that I've seen now that's going on more than anything else this day.
Right. Okay. All right. Anything you can say about the health of your experience? How God has led you? Go right ahead.
When it comes to health, I was like most people today, busy trying to achieve the things that I wanted. And When you get a good occupation, all your efforts go into that occupation, assuming that that occupation is going to give you everything you want that you desire. And you, a lot of times in the process of trying to get the things you want through a good job, neglect your health. You don't think about your body. And it's easy that your body requires daily maintenance, just like your automobile. Light go on the dashboard, and you will quickly take it to the dealership and find out what's wrong. Well, our body gives us signals all the time. We have little aches and pains, but we ignore them or we'll smother them up with the latest little pill that's advertised on the television. I myself found that unexpected to me, I needed a double transplant. It was totally shocked to me. And while I was in ICU recovering from the double transplant, the Lord came in to visit me, and I asked him, why me? And he said he could trust me to give him the glory. I didn't know the meaning of that at that time, but when I got out of the hospital, I became very concerned and got very much involved in trying to be proactive about my health and trying to convince other people to take this vessel that you've been entrusted with for your spirit seriously and begin to do maintenance on your body that you won't have to go to the extreme of having to be hospitalized and but you got to have surgery and other stuff like that. But you have to realize that the word teaches us how to maintain these vessels. And the word even tells us about you being spiritually deep and no earthly good. These bodies require maintenance. And when we neglect or leave that into the hands of other people, everybody don't have the same motives that you may have. And in our capitalist society, our side is bent more on making money than they are doing the best that you can for your body. So there are a lot of natural things in this world that we could do to help maintain these bodies that we've been entrusted with. But we got to seek that knowledge out. The same way we build ourselves spiritually, we got to build ourselves in our bodies too and do the daily maintenance on that body.
God bless you, Brother Hester. Thank you, great man of God. Keep doing the work that God has given you and trusted in you. Amen. He said that, you know, he trusts in you that you can get the word out. And that's very important. I appreciate you calling tonight. We're hoping and praying those that was hearer of the word. You know, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God bless you tonight. Amen. We thank God for his calling. Amen. Might be someone else. Amen. That are waiting on the line. We're glad to have you. Amen. Wherever you are. Amen. We're talking about seeking and finding. And God's word is true. God's word is true. We can't overlook the fact that same faith you had in God. We want to reiterate that fact. Keep it going. Don't let your faith down in God. Even Jesus said that have faith in God. Have faith in God. Amen. Jesus is like, he's the key to the kingdom. And he's the one that stands at the door and usher you in. But it's still God's world. It's still God's kingdom. And Jesus, amen, he is, amen, the living word. Amen. He is the visible part that man can touch and see for God. So we asking you, amen, apply God's word to your life. Apply God's word to your life. Somehow, some way, some people are working on, somehow, some way, some people are working on something. You're working on something. Amen. And we want to make that point. Amen. All of us, amen, we are working on something. Amen. Even tonight we are discussing and we are carrying on and we are applying the word of God and we're discussing our work about faith. Amen. There are others, you're doing something, but it's not pertaining to Christ. And those of us that are, amen, in Christ, we are pertaining, we are doing things. In Revelation 20, the 20th chapter and the 12th verse, amen. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books was open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which was written in the books, according to their works. You see, we're all working for something. We're all working at something. But God has a book for everything. All our lives. I don't know, some of you might have 50 books on your life. 40 books, I don't know. I don't know what kind of books, how big the books are, how many pages are in one book, I don't know. But the Bible says you have books. Books was open. Amen. And another book was open. Amen. So are we all going to make it to heaven? We're all working to go to heaven. Amen. To stand before the great white throne of judgment. We're all going to heaven, the third heaven. We're all going to stand before God, and he's going to judge us. The judge is going to be looking at the books, see if your name found, and see what did you do, amen, about problems and situation. But if your life is in the Lamb book of life, amen, you won't have to worry about all these other books, amen, doing that work. So why not follow Jesus' teaching about researching and following books? Amen. Doing things pertaining to righteousness. Amen. And God knows, amen, if you wake up tomorrow, the Lord's will, amen, another day, amen, this day is about gone. What did you do today? What did you do today to work towards your problem? What happened today? What was it today that made you rethink? Amen. Oh, I need to know what God told me to do. I need to know what God told me to do. Or you came a thought in your mind. You know, it's very important that you quiet your mind. You know, Philippians was saying all the time, amen, think on these things. Think on these things. You know, whatever things of honest, whatever things are true, whatever good report, think on these things. So it's important, amen, we think on the word of God. Think on what God has done. Now, if we have another caller, someone would call in, and we can dial 1-347-215-8816. 347-215-8816. God is there. He's able to do everything but fail. Amen. We want to offer a word of prayer. There's some that are listening and they're going through. Some are going to the hospital. I've notified. Amen. We want to keep them in prayer. Those of you now that's on the phone that are listening, amen, let us join hands for all those that are listening. Might be someone else in your family, amen, that's going to the hospital, or someone you know is real sick. Amen. We, according to God's word, Matthew's 18 chapter, 18th and the 19th verse, is where two touch and agree. Amen. That's where we are tonight. You know, God's word, seeking out God's word. Amen. Is doing what his word says. The Bible said, where two or three. Amen. He said again into the 19th verse. Amen. I said that where two or three shall agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them in my heavenly Father which is heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. So where those of you that we are agreeing together, in the sound of my voice, wherever you are, if you have a problem dealing with sickness, diseases, amen, financial problems, burdens, amen, and you need God touch, amen. God can touch electronically, amen, because there he is in the midst, amen. Right now we're going to, wherever you are, amen, take this time out and let's all agree, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance right now. Oh God, those that are in the hearing of a voice, those that have joined, oh God, in this broadcast, amen. Might be somebody incarcerated. Might be somebody in the intensive care room. They're going through financially heavy burdens. They need an uplift, an insight of strength. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. According to your word, Lord, we agree. The healing of the hearts, the healing of the pancreas, the healing of the kidneys, the healing of the brain, oh God, in the circulatory system, in the bloodline, come pure in the name of Jesus. Oh God, all the headaches and backaches and pains, Lord, be loose here in the name of Jesus. Because God, we believe your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross, amen, not only for our sins, but the healing of the nations. And God, we thank you for it, and we give you glory and praise. Amen. We give you praise and glory for it. We have a short praise break. Amen. If you'd like to call in, dial 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. God bless you. We pray in those that have been the hearers of the word. Amen. The book of James. You notice here in the first chapter of James, and it says, first chapter of James says that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and coming down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begotten he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. Amen. The word of God. And what Jesus said, search the scriptures, for in them you think of eternal life. Now, I used to say, you know, oh, this person, people ask me, well, is this person going to heaven if he accept Christ? Yes, he's going to heaven. If this person have not accepted Christ, will he go to heaven? Well, I don't think so. I'm not sure. You know, the early part of our ministry. And because, you know, then the Lord enlightened me. You know, there's no other scriptures need to be written that was need to be written. Everything here, God has given his men, amen, for our learning, for our admonition, for our teaching. Amen. The Holy Spirit already have written what God's going to write. Amen. So everybody's going to heaven. I mean, everybody. You name a religion, they're going to heaven. You know, name anyone you know. The Bible says the tall, the rich, the poor, the noble, the kings. Everybody is going to heaven. You know, we're going up to the third heaven with God. We're going to the third heaven. But the problem is what the problem is, how many are going to stay there? Because it's going to be a judgment. How many are going to stay there? It's going to be a judgment. So we all come into Christ, and once we understand, we cannot use the same works that we learned prior to coming to Christ. Case in point, that you used to use a lot of unrighteous tools, amen, to supply your food, your income, your family, amen, that is not what God would consider righteous, what he considered according to his word, and how we measure that, amen, according to his word. You know, the Ten Commandments is still applicable because God so loved the world. God gave Moses the letters. He gave Moses to write. Moses didn't, oh, this Moses, Moses wrote this. No. It was God gave it to Moses. God called Moses. So if God is Jesus, and the Word is Jesus, and Jesus is God, they are the same. So we can't say, well, you know, that's the Old Testament is not applied. Well, no, God still applies because he still lives and he created the world, so it's God's Word. But Jesus that came, God sent his Word to make it easier for us because man was not able. And he's still not able to make it, you know, to live for God on his own. So what we have to do is search his word, find someone within your circle. You know, you have to revamp your circle. Look at your circle and see if anyone in there is less spiritual than you or less mature than you, someone you know that's not really concerned about God or concerned about living for Christ in your circle. Case in point, when the captain of the Assyrian host, amen, and he was a leper, and they heard about Elijah. They heard about the man Elijah, the prophet, and they sent out word that, you know, for him to come and heal the captain. And when Elijah got there, he told him to just, He didn't even stop at his house and just stood outside and said, go tell him to wash down in the River Jordan. Go down and have him washed. And have him dipped 7 times. Took off. And, oh, my God, the captain got all upset. Do he know who? Did he know who? What house he was at? What? Who he thought he was? Do he know who I am? Do he know who I am? He telling me to go down the river. He didn't even come in and put his hand on me. He didn't come in, you know, do the thing that a prophet should do or what I heard should do. He just told me to go down and wash. Oh, he was rating and going on. And here come the captain's servant. Say, Master, and I'm paraphrasing now. You know, we got friends that know how to really get our attention. I mean, real friends. I said, hold on now. Now, he didn't ask you any great thing. He didn't ask you any great thing. He didn't ask you for a whole lot of money, a whole lot of appointments. He wanted you to follow up, have a big meeting for him, you know, to build a big house for him. You know, he just told you to go down and wash. And, you know, take a look at yourself. Now, you got leprosy. You got leprosy. This is not no headache or stump your toe or cut your finger. You got leprosy, Master. There ain't nothing wrong but go down to the river. And it's good to have somebody in your circle. You know, that's why it's very important. If you're going to live for Christ, you have to eliminate, amen, those around you, amen, that is not for you. Not for you. As long as you're giving them something, amen, they for you. But if you're not giving them anything in any respect or whatever or the position that they're looking for over you or be with you, then you should consider slowly working yourself out from around them. So he went down and he washed and he came back. And leprosy was gone. And that's why seeking and finding. He sought out the prophet Elijah. And he found him. And he gave him information. Amen. Wherever you are today, amen, there's information out there. There's some good information and there's some bad information. So you got to seek it out. You got to seek out the truth and line it up with God's word. Amen. Amen. And this is what James said. Amen. That every good and perfect gift. Every good and perfect gift come from above. Amen. If there's a lot of flaws in that, what you ran into, and there's a lot of problems and confusion in that, it's best to back off it a while and wait and see is this thing for you. If it's going to confuse you or tie up your money, your time, and everything involved in your life, it's best that you back off it a while. And you can really tell if this information is helping you and for you, amen. You can say, well, I'll work at this tomorrow or next week. Oh, no, you got to do it now. You got to sign it now. You got to sign here now. If you miss this now, you will never get another chance at this. You never get another chance at this. But everything you look at this, and it's just not doable for you. It's good, but it's not for you. Not doable for you. That's what James said, every good and perfect gift. So you will find some situations, amen, that the enemy will throw in your way, will throw at you, opportunities, amen. It looks almost perfect for your being, but all of a sudden you just don't feel right about it, don't feel comfortable about it. And God will give you the endurance, amen, to be able to even evaluate, amen, those around you, say that they are for you. Now, case in point with Jesus Christ, you know, God, he had 12 men, but he knew about his staff. He knew about his staff. He knew who he had, amen, around him. He knew he can get some positive information, amen. He knew he can get some rhetoric from, and some, amen, a whole lot of doubtful talk. Amen. But he picked them because there were certain things in their life that he saw. Amen. So when you begin to, amen, reexamine your life and begin to seek out, information from God in books, amen, in prayer, radio broadcasts, amen, in worshiping, amen. Look for that certain, as always, we are not perfect. We are striving. We are striving. Every human being is striving, amen. So look at the information and use it and look at it as God look at us. You know, God love us, you know. God love is without partiality. His love, he love us, and he can even take an item. Some of you that's waiting on a certain car to go down in sales because you love that car. Oh, if it go down another $1,000, you'll buy it. And you've been waiting on those type of cars, even homes. Oh, that beautiful home. Oh, that bicycle. Oh, that suit, that dress. I mean, you, and some of you have purchased something. You've been holding on for years, moss balls and everything, and falling apart, but you love it. You love it. You love it, records. And so there's something in your life, you know, and you see something in other people, and that's how you begin to work at. And you get information from others, and there are more people have gone through things than you have. So that's why we're here, you know, to share and share with one another. Amen. You can call 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. If you'd like to share, amen, pertaining to what God has done for you, amen, and he's keeping you here. He's keeping you here, amen. And when your time is ready to go, amen, when it's time for you, amen, God will let you know, and you will know when your work is finished, amen. Our work is not finished. Our work is not finished. And God knows when our work is not finished. Amen. He'll put us together. Amen. Like we put inner tubes and tires and things. He'll put us together, patch us up, and keep us going. Amen. He knows he got the power to renew everything in our body. Amen. I believe he's still a healer. He's still a healer to heal hearts. He's still able to heal leprosy, cancer, tuberculosis, diabetes. Amen. He's still a healer. He's still a healer. Amen. So I believe in him. Amen. Because the ultimate task God going to do for everyone, the time when Jesus comes. When Jesus coming back for all of us, new heaven and new earth. So let us continue to walk and talk and love one another. Jesus said, by this you shall know that they are mine, when they have love one for another. Amen. We have love, the agape love. Amen. In other words, like a mother loves her child, regardless of what he's going through, the father loves a child, even though they might not like their ways, they don't know what happened, but yeah, that's still my child. Well, that's still, you know, I still love him, I still love her. We might not be together or whatever, but we love one another. So this is very important. God loves you. Amen. He cares for you. You have to learn how to care for yourself. And while we're walking on this earth, it's always a challenge from day to day. Amen. We are visitors going through a strange land. Amen. And we have a new heaven and a new earth. God, Jesus, is preparing for us. Amen. So whatever you have now, whatever you're going through, amen, it's out there. The answer is there. The answer is out there. Amen. Dial 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We're talking about seeking and finding. Amen. Many times when you find something, you might, especially money or coins, amen, on the ground or somewhere, you might have to brush it off, clean it up, a ring or something like that. And this is what the evaluation, amen. When God, you seek out for something and you got to evaluate it. You got to clean it up. You got to search it out. Is this for me? You know, is this for me? Oh, yeah, this is what I was looking for. And if it passed the test, it passed the test of the things that you yourself had set out for. Amen, that you had set out. You say, well, you know, God can help me. The Lord can help me. And when he does show you, be willing. Be willing to make that commute. Be willing to relocate. Be willing to make that adjustment. Amen. And hours of the day working. Be willing to live with someone. You know, if you're planning on getting married. Amen. If you're thinking about getting married. Amen. It's about living with someone. You live with yourself all those years. You know, your family and your relatives. You're out on your own. Then you're coming back living with someone. You have to make the adjustment. You have to make the adjustment. You know, your time now is everybody else's time. And those of you that are living together. Amen. So there's always some adjustment we need to make. And when we're seeking and we're finding. We're seeking and we're finding. When you find, you don't know where the location might be, but it's out there. It's out there. Amen. Ecclesiastes, we're talking about, and we read that scripture. Amen. Ecclesiastes said, wisdom is a defense. Amen. The Bible says, faith come by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. So you can defend yourself once you know what God says about you. Amen. You can defend yourself. Amen. The more you know about God, the more strength you get. Amen. Because understanding in Proverbs, say, understanding brings strength. Amen. In the multitude of counselors, amen, there's safety. There's safety. So when you're searching, get two or three witnesses. Amen. And discuss things with others. Amen. And search out all information you can. So when you make that move or whatever that you decide to do, amen, you have faith. Amen. You have faith in it because you got that assurance. Okay, this is God's word. This is what God's word is saying. Amen. So there's a system with God. There's a system with Jesus Christ. Two or three witnesses, out of mouth for two or three witnesses. Sometimes you don't have to tell anyone that you're researching things, and you might hear it in your daily walk. The job placement in the marketplace, you might just hear it on the radio and the phone and say, oh, that's what I'm looking for. See it in the newspaper, that's what I'm looking for. And you better believe, you should believe that God put it in your way because you're praying. You're praying and you're seeking God. And he put it in your path. Amen. 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 We thank God for your calling. We have one caller. If you just push one, amen, on your phone. After you dial 347-215-8816, 347-215-8816. It might sound simple. It might sound like, well, I knew that all the time. But the Bible says faith. Faith, amen. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith. If you notice, amen, the time that Jesus, when he began to work, and the apostles, they prayed, sometimes they removed people from the room, or they stepped away, because faith is a contact. It's two or three people contacting, you know, in close proximity to each other. Amen. They're in one mind. They're in communication with each other. Amen. So faith today, faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And God love us and God care for us and God want us to be successful. God want us to be successful. Amen. We like for you to write sometime. We have writers and callers. Amen. You can send me an email at seniorbishop@jciministries.org. At seniorbishop@jciministries.org. Go to our website. We have www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Or if you like us on Facebook, www.facebook.com, Jesus Christ International Ministries, Inc. Facebook.com/ Jesus Christ International Ministries. Amen. If you like to subscribe on YouTube, be www.youtube.com/ user JCI Ministries. Amen. We'd like to hear from you as well. If you want to write JCIM Doctrine of Truth, JCIM Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida. P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida. 33320 USA. Amen. If you would like to write JCI Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida. 33320 USA. We have YouTube, youtube.com/ user JCI Ministries. Also, we have, amen, again, you go to our website, www.jciministry.org. Amen, jciministry.org. We're so thankful, again, for your call and the listeners, amen, supporting the broadcast, and some are listening. We know that they're unable to call in, some are working in other areas. Amen. We'd like to close on a prayer for you and your family. Amen. We ask continue to pray for those that are in the hospital, those that are in the home, homeless. We can't forget about our brothers and sisters that, and those not fortunate as us that was caught in storms and hurricanes. Amen. God wants us to help them as well. He wants to be, amen. He said, by this you should know that they are mine. They have love one for another. Amen. There is always, always time to give to help others. You should always have time to give and help others. God's wherever you are, always reach out to others. Amen. He's given us life, health, and strength. Amen. For what? To us? To help others. Amen. Because of the fact that we are His creation. We are His, amen, His handiwork. And it's all going to come to pass. But while we're here waiting, amen, you can have those things that's already there. Amen. Faithful. Jesus is faithful. He keeps it. Jesus keeps his word. He is faithful. He is true. He is honest. Amen. And he's a child of God. And he's God himself in the flesh. And we know him. We know God by knowing Christ. We know him by knowing Christ. Our Father in heaven, O God, we thank you for the hearers of your word. Lord, we ask you to reach your hand of deliverance upon those that are hearing, oh God, wherever they are now. Cool the fevers, rest the minds, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, oh God, that died on the cross, oh God, for the healing of mankind. God, we know you love the world, because you wouldn't let the world, amen, you would destroy the world long ago, but your love is long-suffering, you're waiting, amen. And we thank you for it. Amen. Your touch today. And Lord, we ask you to look upon those, oh God, today. And we give blessing and we give honor to you in your mighty name. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, saying thank you.
Thank you.